Looking for inspiration? You've come to the right place, the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Christian Science practitioner Sandy Justad. Sandy's from Palos Park, Illinois.
It seems that today's technology provides apps for just about everything. Yet, relevant apps are not just 21st century. Even the Bible is filled with applications pertaining to everyday life. Here's one for dealing with the potholes in our daily journey from the prophet Isaiah. Rough places will be made smooth. Those words offer assurance that whatever task God has appointed us, He will smooth our way. Recently, the U.S. economy and global insecurity felt really scary to me. But I've learned that rather than frantically searching for something dependable within that uncertainty, going straight to God's ever-present goodness leads to the stability of a spiritual perspective. I knew that infinite mind, a biblical name for God, was present and in control, regardless of appearances to the contrary. I leaned on Isaiah's surety that forward steps would be revealed. I cherished this advice from Mary Baker Eddy's book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Eddy discovered Christian Science. She wrote, "Learn that life is God good, and that evil has in reality neither place nor power in the human or the divine economy." One definition of economy is the careful management of available resources. I reasoned that the resources of an infinitely good God are universally available to God's spiritual creation, and each of us is His spiritual offspring. Achieving spiritual clarity can seem challenging when news reports defy the very truths we want to embody. I've learned that this is when it's essential to strive consistently for the spiritual facts. Doing so doesn't ignore events that try to alarm us. Rather, it's establishing our solid spiritual footing on which to withstand such storms. As I consent to these truths, stillness fills my heart, replacing anxiety, enabling me to feel and to express the vibrant, generous presence of God's peace. In fact, this inner peace application belongs to everyone right now.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.